Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today we're diving into Coca-Cola's second quarter 2026 results, and honestly, Jordan, this is a fun one. FIFA World Cup, Marriott winning back after 34 years, a lot going on.
Yeah, it's a loaded quarter. Before we jump in, quick disclaimer.
Right. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Perfect. Let's get into it. So headline numbers. Organic revenue grew 6%. Unit case volume grew 5%. That's a strong beat, but there's a catch.
Right. They were cycling an easier comp from last year, plus favorable weather and that huge FIFA World Cup activation. On a two-year average basis, volume growth was actually 2%, which management says is more reflective of the underlying trend.
And that 2% is basically in line with where Coke's been running for years. CFO John Murphy pointed out the industry has grown 3 to 4% historically, and Coke's long-term algorithm target is 4 to 6%, with the ambition to be at the high end.
Let's talk profitability, because this was arguably the bigger story. Comparable gross margin was up about 120 basis points, operating margin up about 90 basis points. EPS came in at 97 cents, up 11%, though 2 points of that was currency tailwind.
One analyst even called it a potential all-time record operating margin quarter for Coke. And free cash flow was strong too, about $6.9 billion up year over year. Balance sheets in great shape, net debt leverage at 1.4 times EBITDA, well below their 2-2.5x target range.
And they raised guidance. Organic revenue growth now expected around 5% at the high end of prior guidance. Comparable currency neutral EPS growth bumped up to 7-8%, and all-in comparable EPS growth now guided at 9-10% versus the $3 EPS base in 2025.
Worth noting there's some noise in there. Divestitures. Mainly the pending sale of Coca-Cola Beverages Africa, are expected to be a 2 to 3% headwind to revenue and about 1% headwind to EPS. Currency is actually helping this year, flipping from a long-time headwind to roughly a 1-point tailwind on revenue and 3 points on EPS.
Now, let's talk strategy, because the FIFA World Cup campaign was clearly a centerpiece. CEO Enrique Braun said trademark Coca-Cola grew volume 5% for the quarter, the strongest in 17 years excluding COVID recovery.
And the numbers behind the activation are wild. Over 1 billion Panini stickers distributed across 40-plus markets, 25 million first-party data points collected, more than 9 billion views generated through digital and social activations. Average incidents at World Cup venues topped 80%, a record.
The interesting question from an analyst was basically, was this a one-time sugar high, or does it stick? Management's answer was that the real value is the first-party data and consumer insights carrying forward into future campaigns, things like Coke and Meals moments in the second half.
Regionally, North America had a strong quarter, gained value and volume share, grew revenue and profit. Relaunched Mr. Pibb grew volume over 20%, which is a nice example of their innovation engine working. Latin America gained share too, though Mexico remains tough while Brazil's improving.
EMEA gained share, but profit actually declined due to investment phasing. And Asia Pacific. This got some analyst pushback. Operating income declined there as Coke invests heavily in affordability and revenue growth management in India and China to expand the consumer base.
Management framed that as deliberate, playing the long game in a region where they already own 7 of the top 10 brands in India. They're betting that investment now pays off the way it has in Latin America over time.
A couple other notable moments. Coke won back the Marriott contract after 34 years, partly by bringing in Monster as part of the broader portfolio pitch. And there was a good update on Fairlife. Production has resumed at all 4 U.S. facilities after the earlier disruption. No impact expected to second half results, and the Webster facility capacity ramp is still on track. Fairlife grew 18% in the period.
And then there's the elephant in the room, the IRS tax dispute. Oral arguments happened before the 11th Circuit at the end of June, and now they're just waiting on a decision, which could take 6 to 12 months. Company says it remains confident in prevailing.
So, stepping back, what's the actual takeaway for investors here?
I think it's strong headline growth, but a decent chunk of it is comp-driven and event-driven rather than a step change in the underlying business. The two-year volume trend of 2% is really the number to anchor on. That said, margin expansion and cash flow generation look genuinely solid, and management raised guidance with real conviction.
The things to watch heading into the second half: 6 fewer days in fourth quarter due to a calendar shift, the CCBA divestiture closing timeline, and whether that India/China investment starts showing up as margin improvement rather than margin drag.
Before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Coca-Cola heads into the back half of the year with raised guidance, a strong balance sheet, and some real momentum from the World Cup push. The question is how much of that carries into third quarter and fourth quarter once the comps get tougher.
We'll be watching the CCBA deal and that tax ruling closely. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. Catch you next time.
See you then.